Queasy Rider, a new drama for Penistone FM, written by Steve Dobson.
Now that's nice, Percy.
What now, Doris? Oh, gloves.
Yes, kangaroo leather palm, armoured knuckles and scaphoid protectors.
Doris, it's a glove. Just a plain old motorbike glove. Don't get so excited.
But it's in my colour.
My colour? It's black, Doris.
I know, my colour. Do you think I should buy heated ones?
What?
Heated ones. Battery driven or wireless?
Wireless? Wireless? I think of getting Penistone FM on them or something.
Do you know nothing, Percy? Wireless means they've got a rechargeable battery in the cuff.
Yeah, I knew that. You forget, I was driving bikes long before you. I know my gloves.
Riding, dear. You mean riding. You don't drive a motorbike.
I knew that. I was just testing you.
Were you, dear? Oh, yeah. Of course you were.
Where's the assistant, anyway? Oi! Mush! Over here.
Oh, I like these boots, dear.
He's ignoring me.
What's new? Look, adventure boots. Do you think they'd suit me with my little legs?
More like tree trunks. Look, he's gone over to that other couple, that young pair. They hardly look old enough to be driving a tricycle.
Riding, Percy.
What?
Riding a tricycle.
Oh, yeah, of course, Doris. Riding.
£190. That's not bad, is it, Percy?
Look, there's another assistant.
Should I buy them?
Buy them?
OK, I will.
No, buy nothing. You haven't got a bike yet.
All in good time, Percy. All in good time. I'll be over by the counter.
Oi, yeah, you. Customer waiting. Look at him, long-haired hippie. Can't tell whether they're boys or girls these days.
Hi there.
What is this? Some hippie commune while we're all sitting around putting flowers in our hair, mate?
Just being polite, sir.
Polite? You young people wouldn't know the meaning of the word.
I can assure you, sir, I am yours to command.
I bet. Look, Sonny, why were all your mates ignoring us?
Pardon, sir?
Can you not hear me, cloth ears? Get your hair cut, then. I said, why were all your mates ignoring us?
Did you want something, sir?
I might do.
Because I thought you'd just come in to get out of the rain, perhaps.
What?
Or to get warmed up again.
Warmed up?
Or for idle curiosity.
There's only one thing that's idle in here, pal, and it's not my curiosity.
On account of your age.
My age? What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Well, you're a lot older than most of our customers, sir. Much older.
I know. I've seen them. They look like 10-year-olds.
Hardly, sir.
I've come in to buy.
I'm very pleased to hear that, sir. What had you in mind for your grandson?
My grandson? Listen here, pally. I might have come in for a scooter. You never know.
Oh, we don't do them, sir.
Do what?
Mobility scooters.
You what?
Mobility scooters. That's the unit further down the road, sir. About 6 units away. Mobility RUs, that's what it's called.
I don't care what it's called, matey boy.
Would you like me to find you a wheelchair so we can take you down there?
I'll take you down in a minute, Sonny Jim. I'm not old and doddery, you know.
Of course not, sir.
Don't patronise me. I was driving motorbikes before you were a twinkle in your daddy's ear, you know. What?
I, not ear. And it's riding.
Riding what?
Riding motorbikes and scooters, sir.
Riding, driving, whatever.
What did you used to ride, sir? Velocetti?
Nah, I had a proper bike. I've had a Bazooka 185.
Oh, yes?
A Kimasabi 750.
Wow.
And a Spaghetti 995.
Never heard of them.
Never heard? You've never lived, lad, till you've ridden a Spaghetti 995.
Fast, was it?
Fast. I'll say 65 miles an hour flat out, and 0 to 30 in 20 seconds.
That is phenomenal, sir. So did you want to buy something?
A scooter.
Yes, sir.
For the wife and me.
Yoo-hoo!
That, sir. Over there.
A scooter? Are you sure, sir?
Why?
Well, how steady are you on your feet, sir?
How steady? Listen, pally, my feet are as steady as rocks, old pal.
Really?
That's right.
What's the walking stick for, then? Decoration?
No, for knocking cheeky young assistants on the chump. That's what it's for.
Hello, dear. Oh, are you terrorising the staff again?
He said I'm old, Doris.
Well, you are.
And unsteady.
All true.
He said he thought I might need a mobility scooter.
Well, might be more useful to you, Percy. You know, spring chicken.
You're supposed to be sticking up for me, Doris.
Can't argue with facts. Or old age.
So, sir, you want a scooter?
Two.
Two?
Two. One for me and one for the old battle axe.
He means me, dear.
Of course, madam.
And not too dear, dear.
Ha ha.
Have you seen a model that you like, perhaps?
Well, I want a blue one.
That's very helpful, Doris.
Shut up, Percy. At least I've some idea of what I want.
How big are we looking?
Well, he's looking very big, but I'm ever so svelte. Tubby here needs to go on a diet.
I'm just big boned.
Whatever, Percy. Whatever. Anyway, Alex says there's no such thing.
Alex?
Never mind.
No, I meant how many cc's?
Oh, yes. Lots.
Lots? Do you mean...
200.
More.
250?
More.
300?
Maybe.
Well, we've a nice scooter over here, Mr...
Pitkin.
Mr. Pitskin.
Pitkin! Pitkin! Can no one get my name right?
Sorry, Mr. Pitkin. It's a Piaggio MP3.
Are you joking?
No, sir. It's a very nice scooter. 300cc.
It's an abomination.
It's nice, Percy.
It's not nice. It's hideous.
Very stable, sir.
Very stable? Well, it's got to be, hasn't it? It's got stabilisers.
Hardly, sir. That's a proper third wheel at the front.
Three wheels? I said a scooter, not a kid's tricycle.
Well, I like it, Percy.
You like it? Why?
Well, it's blue.
Of course, I had to ask, didn't I?
And if it's got three wheels, well, it won't fall over, will it?
No, madam, it's specially made.
And you won't fall off.
What?
Like you did last month.
Doris, shh.
When you were taking your test.
Shh.
Test, madam. A motorbike test.
Yes, love, the day before his test, he fell off his bike 14 times.
You're exaggerating, Doris. It was only 11 times.
Well, 11 then. The instructor gave up eventually.
Why?
Well, he'd run out of replacement brake levers.
And patience.
Yes, dear, it cost that poor man more money to keep fixing his bikes than he got off you in lesson fees.
I thought you said you'd been riding for years, sir.
Well, I was,
He has.
A Kemosabe 750 and a Spaghetti 995?
Rubbish. Unless they're the makes of tandems.
So you passed your motorbike test last month, really, sir? And you haven't had years of experience on the road?
You see...
Then I suggest you start with something more sensible, Mr. Pitkin.
Pitkin? Oh, you got it right. Nobody ever does, you know.
Yes, something more sensible, like this one.
What? That?
A 125.
125? That's not...
Lovely.
What, Doris?
You can get your feet down flat on the floor.
So?
And it's not too racy.
I don't think...
Twist and go. Dead easy.
I'm not sure.
And it's blue.
Perfect.
No, Doris.
Yes, Percy, it's perfect. Two sweet little scooters for me and you. All they need are powder pink ribbons round the handlebars to set them off.
No, no. I'm putting my foot down with a firm hand there, Doris. No ribbons.
How much? Oh, no, I don't care. He's paying anyway.
Thank you, madam. If he'll just walk this way.
Oh, and Percy, I need a new leather jacket, helmet, boots, gloves, and some nice warm waterproof socks. So get your wallet out.
Queasy Rider was voiced by Anne Dobson, Keith Barner and Matthew Hardwick. Technical direction from Brian Robinson. Written and produced for Peniston FM by Steve Dobson. Additional music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.